2. We always begin our meeting with an invocation and a pledge. Our invocation will be led by Commissioner Keller, and our pledge will be led by Commissioner Waters. So please rise and join us.
In the interest of so-called political correctness, I'm somewhat obligated to tell you that I do not believe in proselytization. I happen to be a Presbyterian. I pray to a triune God as a Christian. Don't look by my prayers to have you move from your religion. I also believe that your relationship to God is your own. Having said that, if you would like to pray in a different way than I, please feel free to do so. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be calling upon you and offering our gratitude for the opportunity of holding this office and doing those things that are most appropriate for our constituents. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us as a body, as an organization, an independent drainage district. Father, we are mourning for those Gold Star families, first responders. Heavenly Father, we hope that somehow this heavy flu problem that has come upon our nation ends soon, and that there be a large awakening among the politicians at the federal level. Father, we pray for the forgiveness of our sins and for those departed. In Christ's name, amen.
Join me in our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to item 2 under public comments, I have none before me. Item 3 is the approval of minutes. Make a motion we approve our minutes of our regular meeting of August 4th, 2020. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any comments, questions, or concerns?
None exception.
Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to item 4. We have approval of checks for the expenses for September and October 2020. Make a motion we approve checks numbers 38668 through 38751. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any comments, questions, or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to new business. Item A is discussion, consideration, and possible action to set the property tax rate for the year 2020 and 2021. Make a motion we set the property tax rate at 0.146000 per $100 valuation for this budget year. Second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any comments, questions? Terms. Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do you need a hand vote on that or an individual vote on that?
A voice vote.
Voice vote. Harrison, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
And Commissioner Brennan votes aye. Item B is discussion, consideration, and possible action to adopt the annual budget for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2020 through September 30, 2021. Make a motion we adopt the annual budget of $19,813,000 for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2020 through September 30, 2021. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion been
made and seconded. Any comments, questions, concerns?
Without exception.
Hearing none. All in favor indicate by saying aye. Item C on the agenda is discussion, consideration, and possible action to authorize the superintendent to purchase equipment with trades in accordance with the 2021 budget. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any comments, questions? Hearing none. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Item D on the agenda is to authorize the payment of an optional contribution to the district's account in the subdivision accumulation fund in the system as set forth in section 845.408 of the Texas County and District Retirement System Act. Make a motion we authorize the payment of an optional contribution to the district's account in the subdivision accumulation fund and the system as set forth in section 845.408 of the Texas County and District Retirement Systems Act. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any comments, questions, or concerns?
No exception.
Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Item E is discussion, consideration, and possible action to adopt and authorize the chairman to sign the Texas County and District Retirement Plan for the year 2021, which includes a 2% flat rate COLA benefits increase for the retirees. Make such motion. Or second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Comments? Questions or concerns? I'm sorry?
We need to retire. It's the only way we're going to get an increase. Sorry.
Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Item F is discussion, consideration, and possible action to review the district's investment policy and authorize the chairman to sign the resolution approving review of the investment policy strategies and objectives. Make a motion to approve the district's investment policy and authorize chairman sign the resolution approving review of the investment policy strategies and objectives. I believe that's with Pearland State Bank. Is that correct? Is there a second?
I'll second it. I have just one question. Am I reading this document correctly that it originated in 2015?
That's correct. It's reviewed annually and no changes were recommended by the board.
And the list of 20 investors? Somewhere in it, it says there's a list below or attached to, I think it says 20. No?
I think I believe that I might have the number to be the list of attached which the current type back is the
I apologize for misreading. I rolled back and looked at it.
It is my understanding that the 2015 was the most recent year of substantial changes, which created a new policy. And since 2015, each year the policy is still active, no changes needed. So going up with update.
It was part of our audit back in 2015 that we had to start doing this.
Well, it's reviewed here that we only invest in CDs, so
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item G, discuss consideration of possible action to approve and authorize the chairman to sign an interlocal agreement with the city of Manville pertaining to the submittal of flats and drainage plans within the city limits and ETJ of Manville that are within the limits of the district. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any comments, questions, or concerns?
Yes, sir. I believe this contract needs to have a description of the limitations of liabilities on the district. As usual, our interlocal agreements are pretty unidirectional. And I want the district protected in every way it can be from any kind of lawsuit. And this is just one more opportunity for somebody to sue us. It's not badly written, except that it doesn't hold any limitations or any hold harmless.
Is this the same agreement that we've had with Manville before?
Right. This is a renewal of the agreement. Most of the language is the same. There's a couple of conditions that were added, but the primary agreement itself is the same. Addition of the agreement was the changes to, when it referenced city criteria and district criteria, there was an addition to both recent criteria. That way it wouldn't have to be updated as the criteria was updated. Was one of was the largest significant. This interlocal agreement just states that the city and the district will work together to make sure that both entities want one another development in each overlapping jurisdiction. This bigger agreement isn't the type of maintenance agreement between each entity. It's just working together to make sure that the development is a brief notified on
Chairman, I don't have any problems making this agreement. We've had this agreement for some time, but it has never had a hold harmless clause or limitations of liability clause in it. If, for example, I don't know why that was. What was this thing written?
I'm not sure. Really, the original agreement was written in 2008.
Okay. I think that on these interlocal agreements, since we have a unidirectional agreement, it's all on us. If we leave our equipment out there and somebody gets injured from an attractive nuisance suit, we're holding the bag. Park them overnight, kids come along, and there has been vandalism to our equipment before. Fires set to it, and so forth and so on. And I think we ought to have a protection if we're doing this favor for somebody, and it ought to be in all these interlocal agreements.
Well, I think our equipment is out in Pearland and other, in the county. I think we're covered in regards to our insurance on that stuff. Are we not?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how we would hold Manville responsible for our equipment being within their jurisdiction for equipment being damaged.
Well, using that same logic, Mr. Chairman, why should we go into the agreement at all if we're liable for anything that happens out there? And we are, as long as we're doing work in our district.
I think this agreement is mostly talking about criteria on that we're going to be approving plats and plans
Foreman?
Within their jurisdiction, pursuant to the rules, regulations, guidelines of the Rural Drainage District of Form.
Right.
Because I don't know, one, if Bamble has rules, regulations, and guidelines, but I believe our rules, regulations, and guidelines are going to be more strict, because we know we have the strictest rules in the county in regards to this. I think it's advantageous for this district and for Manville to both adhere to these rules, regulations, and guidelines.
Yeah, this interlocal here is for flats and plans. It's not for maintenance with equipment and people, right?
That's for maintenance too, isn't it?
No, there's a ground level agreement that says, under this agreement, the district makes the city and the city manager to be working on common projects. That's the only language that talks. This is a little vague.
I think if we, please correct me if I'm wrong, but if we do have a project in Manville, that would be a separate interlocal agreement that we've done with Manville before.
Correct.
In regards to.
Project, yes, this is more talking to America.
Because I know we've done box culvert projects for them and stuff like that, but that's in a whole separate agreement with them on that. This is just dealing with approval of plats and plans within our jurisdiction and the city of Manville and its ETJ.
Well, then we'll just call it boilerplate, but I still want it to be in there. I don't want this district to be exposed in any way if it can avoid it.
Did an attorney look at this and approve this?
Yes.
I'll call for the vote versus agreement. Make a motion, or all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Moving on to item H, discussion, consideration, possible action to approve and authorize chairman signing an agreement with Brazoria County pertaining to maintenance assistance of certain detention ponds owned by Brazoria County within the boundaries of the district. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Was this agreement drawn up by the county or by us?
The county. It was drafted by the county.
And these are their facilities that they are asking us to maintain.
There has been a lot of magic for them. Like this, actually, to the beginning. But yes, thanks to the ponds that we are already listed on page two, the ones that we are currently taking care of, and then down below that, three that are in construction are.
So amendments for future detention ponds would require approval again, not just to add it to this without our approval?
Mr. Chairman, my voice still is raised that this and all interlocal agreements should have mitigated loss clause in it.
Duly noted.
Did an attorney representing the district review this? Did not write it.
Specifically on this one, I believe Mary Shawn. That is correct.
Yeah, I don't care for some of the particular words that are used in there about acceptance, inspection and acceptance. That kind of leaves us open to being told what we should do and shouldn't do without our input, because we both will inspect the ponds, but then the county is the one that will notify
the district has approved these detention facilities.
Correct.
As they've come online.
Correct.
And those...
And I will add that the state's listed detention facilities the district has already been providing maintenance for many years. They were denied. This is actually just kind of a housekeeping measure to clean it up, document it, with the handshake agreement, which we can maintain free. Such a thing, so then I will add that if it pleases the commissioners, if we can easily, there's no rush in approving this thing, if it will make further satisfied of Mr. Keller's. We can put it back before an attorney, see if they're, see if they can write a viable clause into it, and the county is accepting the documentation. As well, Commissioner Rogers, you know, if the language isn't strong enough with the county and the district, determining the approval for plan of assessment, we can draw out these, like, some changes in the purpose that we.
And
I want to point out, there's no rush in getting this document. So if there's any concerns,
and then at the date when routine maintenance shall begin, too, we need to put that in our schedule, maybe not just start tomorrow, you know, when the county says start doing it. So that's something else that could be worded a little differently. But this one is specifically about maintenance, so Mr. Keller's concern there is more important, I think, on this one. I would move to table this.
If there's no rush and no reason to approve this right now, we can put this off for 30 to 60 days, then let's table this for right now, get the verbiage, get the comment from each commissioner in regards to this document, and then we can move forward with that. So if it pleases the board, we'll go ahead and table item H and have it brought back for further review and comment.
Need to vote on that motion.
Sure. All in favor of tabling item H, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item 6, variance requests. Item A, discussion consideration of possible action on a variance request for Pomona Lake D Phase 3 and Lake E Phase 1, BDD Board Number 20183. Variance request, LJ Engineering, located near the intersection of State Highway 288, County Route 101, in the southern portion of Pomona Development, south of Mustang Bayou. Variance request is deviation from district rules by allowing the use of 8 inch thick articulated concrete block for the extreme event spillway and to allow the use of articulated block within a district facility. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
And explain to me what's going on. I thought they just asked for a grass walk line. Is that a different development that I
So this is our standard detail when you have your extreme event overflow swell from a pond to a district facility calls for a concrete lined overflow swell between the pond and the district facility. In this development, since about 2013, 2014, they have done exactly what's requested here historically through the development using the same thicker 8-inch block. And it's proven to work well. There's no issues with this, but they're basically proposing the block in lieu of the concrete lining that our standard district detail requires. Previous employees of the district didn't do the paperwork side of things. We're doing this to make sure we're following our procedures relative to doing a formal blessing of this alternative to concrete.
So we're blessing stuff that's already happened.
No, we're doing a variance that's related to this Phase 3 in Lake E for Pomona. where they're specifically trying to get a plan approved, and they don't have a variance approved yet. And so I've asked them to follow our procedure, getting a variance first and then the plan second.
But they're, what you're saying is they've used this block in other instances.
Yes,
in their,
they have.
Throughout the development.
Without a variance request through us.
Correct.
And you're, okay, so is this on the inflow side of the detention flowing into and then over the top and then back down into the bayou?
This is between the basin and the district facility where the extreme event would sheet out into the district's ditch.
But this is articulated block on three sides of it then?
Yes, it's the notched weir with block over the haunch, if you will. It's also worth mentioning that we have an agreement with this development where they do the regular maintaining of Mustang. And as I recall, there's even an escrow payment in reserve if for some reason that HOA or MUD or whomever doesn't come through on their side of the deal, where we can get in there and get back to where it needs to be. But to the best of my knowledge, they have lived up to their end of that deal, and that facility has been well maintained. So,
okay, so
I don't have any reservations or concerns relative to this request.
So since this has been ongoing, has our staff inspected these different outfalls that Pomona has put in? Are we satisfied? Are they working? Are there...
The answer is yes. Yes, we have inspected. We inspect them as the final construction, final installation. And as recently, Jared and Bill both have visited some of these outfall structures to make sure that there is issues of concern moving forward.
How are they towing these things on the edges and on the bottom to prohibit undermining?
The way that's normally done is, and it's a vendor detail where you kind of dig the edge of the block, kind of dives down underground. And I can't remember the exact
typically a dimension block. So,
I'm sorry.
Typically, it's a 2-3 block. So,
okay.
So basically, they turn them down, put an arch in them, and put 2-3 courses of blocks subgrade.
It looks like they've done about a dozen of these already, and they're working.
Yes, that's correct. The issue where we've seemed to run into trouble with this block before is the same supplier has, I think, a 4-inch and a 6-inch variety, which isn't as heavy, and it was prone to sliding or moving or lifting. With this thicker 8-inch block, there's not a whole lot of issue that I've seen with it. Until you put it in a main conveyance where you're pushing a ton of water through it, and that's not really the case with this. This is just an occasional overtopping of a basin that keeps it from washing out that overflow.
And primarily, I will say the reason that the developer in this case likes to use it is it has a green effect. Allow some grass to come through, look like it has a natural structure, not just
but the base material is more of a gumbo than they're not running into a sand finger out there or anything
correct,
like that.
Correct. Now keep in mind this is basically constructed as a pile of maintenance firms
right.
of the pond. So you're in native field, which is primarily.
I would think a sand base would cause this to not adhere very well and not be stabilized there. But from what you're telling me, this is...
Yeah, that's not the case. That's here. And yes, I would agree with you. You look over and do loose sand.
The word articulated is used. That precludes interlocking.
They're
not interlocking.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle where they
interlock.
Yes, they fit together like puzzle pieces.
Okay, so it is articulated and interlocked.
Yeah, right.
Big difference. Good. Happy to move.
All right. Any other questions? Make a motion or call for the vote to approve the variance.
Aye.
Aye.
Item B is discussing consideration and possible action on the development plat of Segenhoff BDD 4 number 20145, variance request Chris Scheffler, 2126 Roy Road, west side of Roy Road at the intersection of Hickory Slough. Variance request is to allow a temporary encroachment of a portion of the existing barn within the drainage easement as defined by the standard district consent to encroach agreement and authorize the chairman to sign that agreement. Make a motion to approve. There's a second.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. My understanding, this is a barn that Mr. Scheffler has on his property at this time. Is that correct?
That is correct, Commissioner. This is an existing barn. This particular plat will be up for approval later in the agenda. The property owner is requesting encroachment agreement to allow for a portion of the existing barn to remain. The encroachment agreement that will be put in place on this will limit any improvements to the structure. Basically, there's no improvements, no expansions of the existing structure that approaches within the drainage easement, but ultimately the property owner's requesting prior to dedicating the easement via flat lay on the agenda, requesting a variance to allow the existing barn to remain until a date that it does the decomposer, he's ready to ready the variance.
Is there a time limit on this thing?
There is not, no, sir.
As to how long the variance lives?
No, sir. Ultimately, just the life of the structure, basically. The property owner has indicated that there is plans. He didn't put a timeline on it, but there is plans. The intent, what brings the flat to the forefront, is property owner plans to demolish the existing home and build a new home, which will be situated somewhat in an area behind this existing structure. So he has indicated at some point in time that he's not severely attached to the structure, but it's serving the purpose at this point in time right now. So he has an intent in the future to remove it, but at that time was not definitive.
But the district has the, or can, once an agreement is comes through, can ask for it to be removed, or can will be able to remove it if we need to get in there and do work. Is that correct?
How can we do that?
Yeah.
That's retroactive.
I'm fully agreeing. I don't want to speak out of turn.
Additional easement occurred to the south of the property at this point right now. It
questions? Call for the vote on granting this temporary encroachment. All in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye.
Define temporary.
Well, I mean, it just says temporary. That's what, that was my question. I mean, if it's
I still want it defined. How do we define
it? Well,
it's the life of the structure. That is what he's asking. Can't rebuild. It's not permanent.
Do we issue this variance in writing?
Yes, sir, we do.
And it will be worded as a temporary until such time as it is moved or torn down? I'll vote aye.
Motion passed. Moving on to item C, discussion consideration of possible action for harvest, variance request for Harvest Acres RV Park BDD 4, number 20177, variance request, Kyle Urbanic at the northwest intersection of County Road 124 and County Road 130 at Pearland Regional Airport. Variance request of deviation providing 6 inches of freeboard and a 6-inch extreme event overflow weir on the detention instead of the required 12 inches. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. And so this is deviating from our rules of 12 inches to a 6-inch freeboard on the detention pond. Is this is going to be a wet pond or is this going to be a dry pond?
I think it will have a wet lake surface, but it's a pump detention facility adjacent to a shallow roadside ditch. And because of that shallow roadside ditch, the site is vertically constrained. Ordinarily, I would have concerns about this request, but in this instance, I don't. And the reason is on three sides of that basin, it's going to be bound by this development, which is relatively high, meaning the whether you do the 6 or the 12 inches or not, the water has to go to the roadside ditch, which is the direction it's meant to go. And in addition to that, the engineer showed the calculations that he's properly sized the weir in this direction, such that the water would go through that defined overflow swale. So I'm not concerned with the freeboard aspect of this because here again, it's bounded on the development on three sides. The only direction the water can go is toward the roadside ditch, which is where it needs to go. In other situations, other developments, that's not necessarily the case, but it is definitively the case in this specific instance. So I recommend approval.
When we dealt with a similar problem, I think if this is similar, over on the Beltway, we were going to have to make the outflow tube such that it just wouldn't fit. So we lined them up. Since our rules say 12 inches, can we put 2 6s side by side and serve the same purpose?
You're effectively doing that by virtue of the fact that to get the flow requirements met, you have to stretch or elongate the opening.
Okay.
Yeah, this is 20 feet wide.
Your district detail specifies 6 foot of bottom width at the bottom is the minimum, but the engineer is to stretch it as he or she needs to get the flow across.
It's not a pipe.
It's a notch in the top of bank.
I apologize. Did we already approve the pump detention on this, or is it forthcoming?
This will be on the agenda most likely next meeting. Their plan is getting close, but this was one of the hangups. We had a previous variance request on this project, and I don't remember specifically what it was, but I expect the plan will be ready to go at your meeting in October.
So this is just for an extreme event, and the pump detention is going to be on a regular.
Right. Yeah, this is also the approval of the variance request itself. That's adapting the changes
extra question, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item 7, plants and plans. Make a motion on the following. Item A is Pomona Section 17, revision of previous approved on May 5th, 2020, BD4, number 20148, final drainage plan, LJ Engineering, West State Highway 288, North Carolina 58, in the Pomona subdivision. Item B is discussion, consideration, possible action, Cherry Hughes, Tract Phase 2, BDD4, number 20188, final drainage plan, Lance Engineering, LLC, Sanders Road, north of County Road 81. Item C is Redeemer Church, BDD4, number 19174, final plat, Lance Engineering, LLC, south side of State Highway 6, 0.8 miles east of State Highway 288, just west of Iowa Lane. Item D is Palmer Estates, BDD4, number 20192, final plat, ProServe, 17417 Berry Road, North County Road 100. Item E is Del Bello Light, Section 10, BDD4, number 20179, final plat, LJ Engineering, north of Del Bello Boulevard, between future Manville Parkway, State Highway 288, West American Canal. Item F is Del Bello Detention Reserve, BDD4, number 19202, final plat, LJ Engineering, Inc., north of Del Bello Boulevard, between future Manville Parkway and State Highway 288, west of the American Canal. Item G is Pomona Lake D, Phase 3, and Lake E, Phase 1, BDD4, number 20183, final drainage plan, LJ Engineering, located near the intersection of State Highway 288 and County Road 101 in the southern portion of Pomona Development, south of Mustang Bio. Item H is Pomona Parkway, Phase 5, BDD4, number 20156, final drainage plan, LJ Engineering, located south of County Road 48 Bridge over Mustang Bio in the western portion of Pomona Development. Item I is Southern Colony 2, Detention Phase 2, BDD4, number 20181, final drainage plan, LJ Engineering, east of FM 521, south of State Highway 6, directly north of Southern Colony Development, in the far southwestern corner of district limits. I believe we're only approving the portion that's in Drainage District 4 on this one. Item J is discussion, development plat of Sagenhoff, BDD4, number 201445, final plat, the Wilson Survey Group, 2126 Roy Road, west side of Roy Road at the intersection of Hickory Slough.
Where are we approving on this item J?
I'm sorry?
What are we approving on item J?
The plat. The plat.
Trying to flip.
Jared?
Do you have a second?
No, two more?
No, the second.
Oh, yeah, do I have a second? Sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Second.
So, that motion is second.
Not bad.
All right. What do you
okay,
have?
Okay, if you'll jump back to 52, Adrian. Item A is Pomona Section 17, also known as Big Island Lake. The board did approve these plans in May of 2020. The engineers made some very minor changes to the grading. It was kind of marginal as to whether or not it even needed to come back to the district, but I figured by bringing it back to y'all, we would at least have the official revised final plan on file. Item B and C are both Lentz Engineering items. David Randolph from my office is available on the call if there are any specific questions. I'm going to move forward to D as in Delta. This is the Palmer Estates plat. It proposes two residential lots, one being 2.3, the other being 2.4 acres. No district easements are needed in connection with this plat. Item E is the final plat for Del Bello Lake Section 10. It proposes 19 residential lots. It is not adjacent to any district facility. No drainage easement is needed. Item F is the Del Bello Detention Reserve. This is the plat for about 9.4 acres of detention reserve. It is not adjacent to a district facility, therefore no drainage easement is required. Item G is Pomona Lake D Phase 3 and Lake E, Phase 1. We just approved the variance request a moment ago. All of this is being done in accordance with their approved drainage impact analysis. This project does not propose any impervious cover. It is detention for future development in Pomona. And in line with their approved study, they will furnish detention at a rate of 0.65 acre feet per acre. The next item is Pomona Parkway Phase 5, which is just east of 48 at the west edge of Pomona. This is a parkway or roadway improvement project that also includes the bridge you see on the slide. The district has confirmed that we have the necessary access points on the four corners of that bridge, in addition to meeting the 2-foot low chord requirement. Item I is Southern Colony. This is predominantly in Fort Bend County at the southwest corner of the district. As stated in Mr. Brennan's motion, we're only approving the portion of the project that is within DD4. This project will provide 688.5 acre feet of detention for 579.4 acres of development. That is an effective rate of 1.16 acre feet per acre, which is far in excess of what your criteria would require. The final item is the Siegenhoff plat, otherwise known as the Shepherd Track. We just approved the consent to encroach for that. The exhibit you have on your screen there shows the drainage easement, which is measured 85 foot from the center line of the ditch. And that is the last item I have.
Harrison, do you have any questions?
I got lots of notes, but I think all my answers I already have. So.
Dan, do you have any questions, comments?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Pomona Parkway, is that 2 foot to the lowest chord, is that doesn't depend on the width or anything? That's just a set number, 2 feet?
It just specifies that the low chord has to be 2 foot above the 100-year water surface elevation. This is something else we're going to look at some more as we workshop and try and tweak and refine the rules and this sort of thing. But this does meet our 2-foot standard.
Yeah. Refresh my memory, if you would, please. We've talked about these boundary border subdivisions, et cetera, et cetera. Of that portion that we are not approving, is it to be developed both of them at the same time?
So it's a project that proposes detention that goes into two counties?
Yes.
The point I was making is we, the district, should only approve what's in our wheelhouse. But the other point I made is because the other piece is in Fort Bend County, and they're requiring Harvey rainfall, they have roughly 30% more detention than our criteria.
That's right. It's more strict than ours.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
In regards to that, it's the rainfall event, but also they are discharging into our stream. Is that correct? Or into our facility?
Some portion of that water eventually ends up in Brazoria County. That's not in question. The point I'm making is if this project in its entirety was completely in District 4, it would have about 30% less detention. But because Fort Bend County is involved, their detention is considerably higher than most any other project in the district.
I agree with that, but we would probably have increased detention also because of the limitations that we have with canal and railroad at this facility.
Potentially so, but this goes from the outfall point directly down to the West Fork.
But
it's not north of that canal. It doesn't have to go through the siphon.
The outfall is in drainage system number four.
I need to look at the map again, but do you have the slide that, there you go. So it's right, no, a little above where he has his little hand, right in that general area.
Right, that's what I thought.
But very southwest corner of the district.
So the outfall is in our jurisdiction?
Yes, and then it goes from there south down to the west fork.
In regards to item A, the Pomona or Big Lake, as we referred to it as, you said there was just minor changes in the grading on that development. They didn't change any of the easement lines that we requested in previous motions around the
No, state. Nothing changed with regard to that. It's you know, typical, a typical residential lot drains from back to front. It's what we call an A drain. This one had a high point in the middle, and they've only slightly adjusted where that high point is. I presume that's because they had an excess of fill or some shortage of fill, but it was a bit of a non-event. I just thought it'd be best for us to put that before the board and have an official revised plan on file instead of doing a field change.
In regards to item F on the DeBello Detention Reserve, do we have adequate ingress and egress, or does the development have adequate ingress and egress around this detention reserve for future maintenance?
Can you go to the other slide, please? All right, so along the west side there is a proposed roadway. Manville Parkway will be along the east side, and then there's that other roadway that's along the south side. So I think we're covered.
Okay.
Well covered in that regard.
Okay. And is this going to be a wet pond or an aesthetically pleasing pond?
I would expect it to be aesthetically pleasing, but I can't specifically recall looking at this plan recently. So if it follows the rest of the development, it's going to be an amenity lake.
Okay. In regards to item G on the Pomona development, under their master plan, they're all under under the 0.65 acre for the whole development. Is that
right?
Correct?
Okay. No further questions. Okay, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Guess what? Me too.
I'm sorry. Okay, being approximately 9:56, I'll call for adjournment.